Hi, it's Mac. It's McCauger here in Audioboot. Heading back down through the park. Been so wet again. I'm just passing through the wee nature park. And as usual, when it's been wet here, the 6 foot wide tarmacadam pathway that follows undulations off the wee burn is covered in snails. No, they're not. It's covered in slugs. Mostly slugs, occasional snail. Look just now, there's a big black snail and a big brown snail. And they seem to be very interested in a bit of dog poo. Well, what kind of dog this morning, guys? Yeah, it's definitely a poodle. Yeah, but there's thousands of the buggers all over the place. But it's dry now, the rains went off, and it's actually quite humid. So, as I look to my left, facing north, oh boy, God, my head's pickled this morning. Looking into the, I'd say maybe about the 3-4 acres of wild, the marshland, the protected nature park. Which is in beautiful bloom. It's about 3-4 foot high from one end to the other. This beautiful creamy white, almost candy floss like blossom. And then mixed in with the verge weeds, if you like. The thistles, the wee thistles. And I thought I just stood on a bit of dog do there, but it wasn't. It wasn't a snail either. It was a spongy twig. And it's looking really resplendent, and there's a beautiful scent drifting. Just there's no real wind, it's just the gentlest of whiffs of wind, breeze, and it's just wafting that smell, scent over. It's lovely. And there's one big patch in amongst that, which is the purple thistles. It's amazing how some things thrive in one part of the nature bog, if you like, and others don't thrive in other parts. But either way, it's looking beautiful, you know, God's own wild garden. So, not really a lot to say, to be honest with you. I just a bit of a ramble through the park. We had intended to go to the car boot sale this morning, but the weather forecast yesterday showed the day today to be absolutely abysmal. That's about the best way I could have described this forecast for today. So we lay long in bed this morning till 10. And although there has been two very short, abrupt, light showers of rain, there'd be nothing else. No heavy downpours, no torrential rain. God, it's crazy, man. So, on the positive side of things, let's say on the negative side of things first, that we could have been today with, and only had to put the covers on for maybe 5 or 10 minutes, and that would have been it. We'd have been back home by the time the second shirt came along, because it's now 4 p.m. But on the positive side, we were so tired getting out of bed at 10 a.m. that it probably wasn't a bad idea that the forecast was totally wrong, and persuaded us not to get up at 4:30 again. But we will be getting up at 4:30 tomorrow morning because the forecast is good. Of course, having said that, because the forecasts are always bloody wrong, we'll get up at 4:30 tomorrow morning, go along the car boot, and it will rain on us. Nothing sure. But we did have a lovely day yesterday. It was forecast for good, and it was good. The time my wife came back from her sister's up in her hometown, she was back by just before 12, actually. And I had everything ready to go. I was changed into my dress shorts and t-shirt, and my hair was groomed after shaving. Looking cool. Well, as cool as I can look here anyway. But anyway, we headed off and decided we'd go over the Fife Coast. So we did. We went over the hills again, as usual. And there's one particular, in fact there's two particular parts of road on that route over the hills. One is a very undulating and twisty wee narrow bit of road that goes through trees, and if the sun's beaming down as you go through it, it's so beautiful, it's so picturesque, the dappled shade on the road, and it's a lovely, it's only about, I guess, about 400 or 500 yards long. And then there's the long road, as I call the long road, it's 2 miles long, and it's almost straight, just twists at the very far end, and it's tree lined with beautiful big sycamores and oaks and things like that. And if you drive along that in a summer's day, it's the same. It's that dapple shade that you wish for when it's really hot and sunny and warm in the summer. It was that kind of day yesterday. I think it got up to about 22 degrees, which I actually felt like about 28 degrees because we've had such cold, miserable weather recently. So we drove over the bridge. I stopped and took a photograph. That reminds me, I need to send someone a wee message of how the new fourth bridge crossing is getting on. And very coincidentally, when we got home about 5:30, I caught the Scottish News was it 6:30 or 6 o'clock? No matter. And they'd done a little article on how the bridge was coming along. And so that was great that I had actually stopped and took a couple of photographs and talked to my wife about how it was coming on. Because as you drive over the existing road bridge, you get fantastic views off upstream, if you like, to the new bridge. And you can see the stanchions and the ramparts and all bits and pieces. It's looking great. It's coming along. It's now officially, before the next 30 metres goes on top, it's now officially the tallest bridge in the UK. And the only reason it stole that record from is its sister bridge, the existing Forth Road Bridge. So with a 30 metre increase in height still to go, at this point it already is the tallest bridge. So it's going to be hard to beat. But so we headed over and went over to Kirkcaldy, the town that's beautiful bay area of Kirkcaldy, mostly for shopping, because it's a sad place in a way that has a prom and a very large bay with fantastic views across the Forth towards Edinburgh and the Bass Rock. But its beach is terrible. It only has a little beach away at the west end, if you like, towards the bridges. And it has a large prom that was in need of revamping, and they did that last year. Now it's looking beautiful, but it's still only a prom, as in you would walk the prom, but unlike Blackpool, where you would go down at regular points onto a beautiful beach, it doesn't really have a proper beach. I guess it's the way the tide runs, you know. The tide doesn't go out very far at this point, so it never really has where waves would come in, surfing, as you know, crashing across the beach and creating lovely soft sand. It doesn't get that feature, and it's a damn shame because it's a lovely place. But there you go. So we backtracked again from there, back to Burnt Island, our favourite wee spot over there. But man, you know, we park, we go into the town and then drive up round the old railway bridge and down to the back of the new, well, I say new, it's been there for a while now, but the new swimming pool, feature pool, with the flumes and all that kind of stuff. But it is a proper pool. Although it has waves, it is a proper pool. Now, in other words, you can swim lanes. Roger Overall would like this pool. So there's a car park behind it that faces on to right across the bay towards Kinghorn and Pettycar out to sea. And we were struggling to get a space to get the car parked. Now, normally when we go over there, there's no problem getting parked. Yesterday was the busiest we've ever seen the car park, ever in our lives. It was crazy, just trying to find one space to get our car in. It was unbelievable, actually. And so many people on the beach. The tide was full in, or pretty much full in, so the beach was down to about a 6 foot strip right along, and a beautiful arching curve. Kiddies down playing in the water, building sandcastles, and then there's all the benches along the raised prom. The prom's only about 7 foot, 8 foot wide with the railings, but there's benches everywhere right along, backing on to the railway wall, if you like. The railway passes about 10 feet up in the air, and there's a beautiful wall that the benches are parked against, so it becomes a sun trap. Again, painting that picture properly. And all the benches were taken up with people soaking the sun up and having an ice cream and a chip. But there you go. On cue. And we just need the chip van to come along. how coincidental was that? Of course, at this time of the year in Burnt Island, it's a fair. It lasts for, James, about 2.5 months, something like that, where the shows, or you call them the fairground, we call them shows, come in and take over virtually all of the very large grass park that exists between the traditional old stone, sandstone houses and hotels that face out to sea, between there and the railway rampart, if you like, where there are tunnels through the rampart which take you through into the wee prom on the beach. So this massive big grass park is taken up mostly with the shows, the fairground, and it's a big attraction. It used to be a great place years and years ago, so popular for working class families to get a wee break, get a holiday over to Burnt Island for a week. And surprisingly, with all the modern way of life and more money in people's pockets, they're going away to foreign climes, taking their kids over to Florida and all kinds of places. There are still enough families that are in the situation where Burnt Island for a week is still a great holiday. I'm not saying they're poor, but they're not as affluent as what you call the general public, but still find it great for holiday. So it was fantastic being over there. We walked up through the shows, past all the fun fairs, the kiddies, laughing and greeting, and the bingo stalls and everything going on. It was lovely to see all these people enjoying themselves. And then headed back. I had a chip out the wee chippy, the Lynx chippy, best chips in the area. And we took those back to the car and sat in it. I'm looking out to sea. Beautiful afternoon, absolutely gorgeous, and we went a wee walk in the sun and sucked up the sea air and the waves, not crashing, very very calm in fact indeed, but the lapping, more lapping of the waves against the rocks. It's absolutely wonderful, beautiful day. So that's what we did yesterday. So there you go, a bit of a ramble, took you away a few wee places. Five Coast for us is still a great attraction for a wee jaunt, as we say. It doesn't take you long to get there. There's still, you can do shopping as we did in Kirkcaldy. And then you come back through the tiny wee place of Kinghorn. And actually, I found some more historical facts about Burnt Island yesterday. There are some plaques around the town that tell you about the royalty and the history of Burnt Island. And I came across a brand new one. And I hadn't noticed before, down a wee side street, decided to take a wee offshoot back towards the car through a wee side street. I came across another one of these beautiful bronze plaques telling us all about Mary Queen of Scots and King Charles. And so, I'll probably read that out on another audio. But it's great. It's a great wee place. It's great. It's hard to believe it's still not as popular as it was many years ago, but it's still a popular wee place. And it'll always be popular for us. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.